We come now to the address. The gentleman's name is Owen Bennett. I saw Owen Bennett at one of the rallies organised, I think it was Fair Go for Pensioners, I'm not sure, and he was one of the speakers, and he's obviously not a pensioner, but it was a very good thing, I think, that they invited a young person involved in the unemployment situation. He gave a very good speech, and we contacted him, and fortunately he was able to come today. So please extend a very warm welcome to Owen Bennett from the Youth Unemployment Coalition to talk about the Australian unemployment.
Thanks very much, Peter. Just a brief point of order there. My group is actually called the Australian Unemployment Union, but we incorporate all unemployed people and Centrelink recipients alike, and we try and unite them in a common struggle for a humane welfare system and a humane society more broadly. So, as some of you may be aware, at the moment in Australia, we're in the middle of an unemployment crisis. Going by the official figures released just 2 days ago for January, at the moment there are 795,000 people who are unemployed, 6.4%, which is the highest national rate of unemployment in 13 years. And that's the official figures, which are notoriously lower than what the situation actually is in society. But it's important to note that this figure doesn't tell the whole story. For instance, it doesn't show that just under half of those amount of people who are unemployed are between the ages of 15 and 24, which is expressed in the national youth unemployment rate of 16.1%, which is more than three times the national average. It doesn't show that over 200,000 unemployed people are over the age of 50, a 40% increase since 2010. It doesn't show that there are over 1.2 million underemployed people competing with those unemployed people for jobs. And I would argue, most importantly, that figure doesn't show that, going by the latest figures for job vacancies, there are only 152,000 job vacancies across Australia. When you consider that there are over 2 million underemployed and unemployed people competing for these amount of jobs, this means there are 13 applicants for every job vacancy. And can you believe the government try and blame unemployed people for not being able to get work? This figure of unemployment also doesn't show that the rate of unemployment benefit, brazenly called New Start, is about half of what is needed to live above the poverty line, or that New Start itself has not increased in real terms since 1994. So with each month, with each day that passes, New Start is actually, in real terms, decreasing. It's becoming harder and harder to live off that benefit. This figure of unemployment also doesn't show that one in four people collecting unemployment benefits have a significant disability and over the last few years been pushed onto New Start from the disability support pension, or that there are 100,000 single parents who have also been forced onto the starvation rate of New Start. This is ongoing, this problem, and it's getting worse. There are more and more DSP recipients who are being pushed onto New Start when they have a significant disability because of the harsh new eligibility table that was introduced in 2011 under Gillard. And lastly, the unemployment figure doesn't show that long-term unemployment over the last 6 years has doubled to 500,000, or that the average time spent unemployed, according to the Australian Council of Social Services, is 4 years. So how has the government responded to this unemployment crisis, which has been building slowly over the past two decades, and is now at its worst point? Have the coalition tried to increase the rate of jobs available? No. I mean, you know the answer to that one. In fact, they've done the opposite, and they've been systematically slashing jobs in the public service. Since being elected, 100,000 Australians have joined the dole queues. Even the government's election promise to create 2 million jobs over the next decade is actually below the rate of expected employment growth. So all they're really promising is more unemployment. Have the Coalition tried to take responsibility for its failure to create enough jobs by introducing a fair welfare system? No. Instead, the Coalition have introduced the most wide-ranging series of attacks ever launched on the Australian welfare state since it was first introduced after the war. Rather than attempting to fix this unemployment crisis, the federal government has launched an unprecedented range of attacks against the unemployed, pensioners, the disabled and families. But most of you already knew more or less about this situation, I would imagine, because everywhere you look you can see that sort of the effects of this inhumane welfare system sort of under the surface if you look close enough. The question that confronts us today is why, and what can we do about it? Let's first look at the question of why successive governments, both Labor and Liberal, have been forcing more and more people onto the starvation rate of Newstart. While the government has repeatedly told us that all these cuts are necessary in order to balance the budget, this is a lie. The real reason is far more sinister and ideological in nature. By forcing hundreds of thousands of people onto the starvation rate of Newstart, what the government is effectively doing is making unemployed people so desperate, so impoverished, that they would be willing to accept almost any work at any conditions. Think about it. If all your income was like currently myself, I am collecting Newstart, which is $500 a fortnight, and the poverty line is about $800 a fortnight. So everyone who's collecting unemployment benefits is living below the poverty line. So if you're in this situation, you're much more inclined to accept work at any conditions because you're in a position where you can't live comfortably. What this has done over the last decade or so, as it's gotten worse, is this has created a strong downward pressure on wages and conditions because a growing army of unemployed people are undercutting workers by taking less conditions. As a result, today, the growth of real wages has fallen to the lowest rate for 17 years. So it's important to acknowledge that this problem affects workers as well. It's no coincidence that it was 17 years ago when John Howard first introduced the punitive work for the Dole program and began an ongoing assault against the unemployed and the welfare state. Seen from this perspective, the ongoing attacks against the unemployed, pensioners and the welfare state are essentially an elaborate form of welfare for business because it paves the way for lower wages and conditions. This gets to the bottom, or gets closer to the reason behind why the government is neglecting the unemployed and pensioners and Centrelink recipients as a whole. This brings me to my next point. What can we do about it? Considering the destructive impact the ongoing attacks on our welfare system has had on Australian society, the Australian Unemployment Union has been working to unite all Centrelink recipients against these attacks. There's a pamphlet that's on the table at the front, which was recently adopted by our branch here in Melbourne, and we're going to start handing out at Centrelinks, trying to sort of educate Centrelink recipients about what's happening, because that is the fundamental problem, is that most people who collect Centrelink are subject to such a systematic process of humiliation that they're not really aware of what their rights are and where they stand in relation to society. They think, after a while, that it's as a result of their own inadequacy that they're in the position they are. So it's an internal struggle that has to be won, first of all. And that's one of the main roles of the Australian Unemployment Union, is to educate unemployed people on the true nature and the reality of unemployment, which is the fault of the government, not of individuals. Furthermore, another major strategy of the unemployment union is reaching out to the trade union movement in order to help us in the common struggle for a fair wage for all and to bring the humanity back into the welfare state, because it's clear that there is a direct link between the way the government treat the unemployed and the current situation for workers. As I mentioned before, at the moment you have a large pool of unemployed people who are accepting less and less in wages and conditions out of their desperation, which is undercutting workers and bringing the rate of real wages down. At the moment, the rate of real wages is actually growing below inflation. If our common struggle is to succeed, we firmly believe we must show the trade union movement and the general public more broadly that the fight for a humane welfare state, for a fair rate of New South entitlement, for a fair rate of pension, and more broadly, for a fair opportunity of secure employment, is something that will benefit all Australians and Australian society as a whole. Thank you.